Chapter 3. Their honeymoon was beyond perfect. For almost 3 weeks, Kat and Carter traveled from one incredible place to the next without a care in the world. London was probably Kat's favorite place ever after New York. Italy had been insanely beautiful, and Paris was exquisite, as it always was. But there was something about London's history and regal elegance that just made Kat feel cooler. She'd always wanted to visit it, and didn't care if she looked like a total tourist geek with her map and camera, even though Carter had made multiple comments about it. Yet, he'd followed her with a crooked smile as she all but skipped along the South Bank, snapping pictures of the Thames, then cooed as they walked over Tower Bridge, and practically fangirled when she saw Buckingham Palace. He never complained, making sure they fit all the things she'd dreamed of seeing into the 4 days they were there. He was the perfect adventure partner, and she loved him all the more for it. The weather in London was unseasonably warm and sunny for mid-September, and they visited museums and traditional English pubs, rode the tube, took a red double-decker bus and a black cab, and made sure they tried a plate of fish and chips before they left. They ate at all kinds of wonderful restaurants, and Kat knew she'd be at least 10 pounds heavier when they got home. Not that Carter seemed to mind. He'd become even more insatiable than normal on their honeymoon, constantly touching her and showering her with kisses that always turned heated. The desperate need they'd always had for each other grew hotter every day. At first, it worried her that he might be trying to distract her from their uncomfortable conversation in Greece. But as the days passed, her concern turned to relief. It was only when she got food poisoning in Hawaii that they didn't make love. He looked after her as she hugged the toilet bowl for 36 hours, making sure she had everything she needed. He was the caring, loving, wonderful man she'd fallen in love with all that time ago, and it was pointless to mull over his obvious fear of the future and their choices about family. They had plenty of time to make those decisions. "Your tan is sickeningly gorgeous," Beth commented, bringing Kat from her musings. "I mean, it's just rude, flaunting it like that." She waved a hand.